Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Mark Hollenbeck. I'm a registered lobbyist for PowerTech USA. I'm also the project manager at the Dewey Burdock site. I was one of the few people in the state of South Dakota that was actually raised in Dewey. My parents still ranch in Dewey. Unfortunately, for my family, the project goes up to my dad's fence line, and we don't have any mineral rights, so we don't get to take some of the benefits that some of the other ranchers are able to do here. I currently live and ranch beside the project site. I have four children. I started that project a little later in life than maybe I should have, but they're 4, 5, 6, and 7. And we run a certified organic ranch. I have a small business on the side where I sell organic beef and lamb. I get up in the mornings, milk my own cow, and feed raw milk to my children. So by some senses, I'm kind of a radical environmentalist myself. But this bill, and I guess what I want to tell you that because I'm not going to be the manager of this project for the rest of my life. I know that this project is going to continue without my leadership in it. So I want it well regulated. I want this to be a well-regulated process. I want it to be a good process, and I want it to provide safe, reliable jobs and not affect our environment. This bill will not affect the way that our project is operated. It will affect the amount of paperwork we have to do, and I, too, strongly support primacy for the department. I would hope that in the future we do the UIC Class 3 and get that in the state of South Dakota. Currently, NRC, EPA, and BLM, there's a small piece of BLM property within our 11,800-acre project area. Currently, the three of them are working jointly on an environmental impact statement. They have done a generic impact statement that discusses issues that are common to all those facilities. Now they're doing a site-specific environmental impact statement. And so they're going through that whole process, the scoping process, the public input process, and so this will have a full-blown environmental impact statement. And so it is extremely detailed. We have done environmental studies on the project site for 3 years. We have actually spent more money figuring out exactly what the site looks like today so we can return it to exactly the way it is today than the land is worth. We've studied everything from 800 feet above the ground to 800 feet below. We know what where the nesting birds are. We know how many subspecies of field mice there are. We hired people to go out with spotlights and count rabbits at night to make sure we know the condition of the site before we start. So we're well aware, well along in that process. We still have to get water rights. We still have to get groundwater discharge permits from the state. And as you can see from our permit over there, it's a fairly significant process. There's been a few accusations made generally about in-situ mining that I think I need to clear up. One is that none of these sites have ever been restored to what they call pre-mining condition, which means exactly the water as it was before it was we started. Every mine has been restored to its pre-mining use. And so the purpose of reclamation is not to restore something exactly as it was before we started, but to restore it to a usable state. As you look at lead in the areas that the mines have been restored, they're not the exact same slope, the exact same trees, and the exact same spot. But they are raising wildlife or grazing cattle or whatever they were used for before. And so every in-situ mine regulated by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has been restored back to its original use. There's also some concern that this will ruin tourism if we have a uranium processing facility in the state of South Dakota. I find that interesting that Wyoming is the number one producer of uranium and coal, and I think we'd all die to have Wyoming's tourism industry in the state of South Dakota. So they're very compatible. They can work together. And the fact that we would have an energy industry in the state of South Dakota would be very beneficial. If you look at Wyoming or North Dakota schools, they're certainly the envy of most people in the nation. I do want to cover this a little bit, too. You did get a postcard with a little sticker over the top of it that, quite frankly, I find almost appalling that the opposition would actually put in writing that the regulation of construction, operation, and reclamation of this process is not regulated by federal agencies. If it's not regulated, I guess I'm wondering what I spent the time putting together that document for. They also go on to say that the monitor of mining and milling process is not regulated. The enforcement of water pollution control regulations are not regulated. That the requirement of public notifications of accidents will not happen. Everything, every conversation we've had with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, every letter they send us is posted on their website. If you want to find out anything about this project and have hours and hours to read, you can go on their website. So all of that is public. And the last one, that there will be no requirement to post bond. That's absolutely ludicrous. We have to post a bond with BLM, EPA, and NRC. And so I don't know who thought that up, but it certainly is a long ways from the truth. But, you know, we're not here, I guess, to ask for a handout. We're here because we want to do business in the state, we want to create jobs, and we want to pay taxes to support our schools. We want an effective regulating system that protects the environment and the public. And removing these totally redundant regulations will have no adverse effect on the environment or the safety of the project. But as you can see, it will save some trees. So with that, I will stand by for questions.